Thanks for listening to The Drive on Demand, presented by Alliance Safety, Colorado's premier supplier of safety equipment.
Visit AllianceSafetyInc.net. Call 303-388-8766.
Or stop by the Alliance Safety Warehouse off I-70 and Tower today to lock up all your safety needs.
Go to 1043thefan.com and subscribe to The Fan Daily for the latest columns, blogs, news, videos, and more sent directly to your inbox every weekday morning.
Sports Radio 104.3 The Fan presents The Drive. Here's D-Mac, Nick, and Tyler.
All right, I feel like we should address the buffalo in the room.
And we head downstairs for one of the great traditions in college football, the Jim Knox Oxy.
To see it, to really truly understand it. He got clipped by one of Ralphie's handlers there, and he went down hard. Went down very, very hard. That was Jim Knox, by the way.
Great stuff. All right. What's going on with Ralphie? Ralphie retired today?
Well, you know, Ralphie, I think it was a little bit more of a forced retirement. I'm not sure that she chose to retire, although inadvertently she did. Ralphie 5 was a tremendous Buffalo for the Colorado Buffaloes.
And by the way, Ralphie has not run for the past two home games, which isn't that the first time in CU history?
I don't know that one.
But I'm right, the past two games.
Yes.
Dude,
yes.
I would be
actually, she ran the first, she ran to begin the game 2 weeks ago, but at halftime she did not run, I believe.
Okay, all right. I'm just saying, if I went to a CU game, and I didn't see Ralphie run, I would be bummed.
Well, that's right. And that's actually why the university probably had to make a quick decision here, because Ralphie's a huge part of game day. She was a great Buffalo, by the way. She started out in 2008. My senior year, my last game was Ralphie the fourth last game as well before she was retired. And then Ralphie the fifth came in 2008, her spring game debut. She was a little baby Buffalo. You should look it up on YouTube. It's great. It's a lot of fun. She breaks free from all of the handlers, immediately runs over somebody out the gates, gets down to one handler, and then loses that one, and she's just roaming free on that field during the spring game, and it was a little bit chaotic. Well, now she's 13 years old. She's about three times the size as she was in 2008, and she's decided that she's done running. So what are you going to do? I mean, seriously, when a buffalo of that size decides that she's done running, you let her go roam the pastures, and you move on, and you find yourself a new buffalo.
You know what? I read up on this story, which is very interesting. And the story said that Ralphie 5 is one of the fastest buffaloes of the five buffaloes.
Oh, okay.
So it's not the fact that, you know, the retirement of this buffalo is so confusing, because it's not because Ralphie can't do what she needs for game day. It's the fact that she's too fast for a handler. So to me, instead of retiring the buffalo, retire the handlers and have them out there on spring, like they do for football, running a 40-yard dash so you can get adequate handlers.
Yeah, you know, they do all that. You know that, right?
But apparently these guys are not fast enough.
No, it's not the speed. It's the temperament. the handlers actually are incredible. If you watch them, man, those guys are hauling. I want to know what their 40 times are.
Yeah, I want to know what the 40 times are.
I was told, because they're Aggie students, I was told they do all that stuff. They train.
Oh,
it's like a whole thing.
Yeah, but what are the 40 times? Yeah.
And they would have to run the 40 in jeans, a long-sleeve shirt, and a hat. Boots. They don't wear sneakers. Well, I don't think they wear sneakers.
No, they got to wear boots.
Cleats or something?
I don't know, actually, but they have to wear boots.
You're trying to run with, I guess that's a three-ton animal with boots on?
No, I don't think they wear sneakers. I think they...
I don't know.
We got to look at it.
Why are you wearing boots? I mean, that's ridiculous. You have no traction on the ground.
It wouldn't... You know, I don't know what we got to look that up. Guys, can we do a little research? What do the Ralphie handlers wear on their feet? I think they just wear boots.
I'm watching a video right now, and they are not wearing boots. Whether they're wearing tennis shoes or they're wearing cleats.
Maybe it's cleats.
I can't see the bottom of their feet, but it's definitely not like cowboy boots.
Because the whole thing with Ralphie is making the turn. That's the whole thing with Ralphie.
That's where Ralphie the Fifth, in her debut, that's where she lost about three or four of the handlers. She lost one right out the gate.
she ran over one.
Oh, yeah. She ran over one. I mean, imagine a fully grown 13-year-old buffalo who's now no longer obeying her handlers. Sean Tufts, you remember Sean?
I don't.
Oh, come on. Sean went to Cherry Creek High School. Incredible football player. He was he was like the number one recruit in the entire nation. Had offers to Ohio State, all over the place. Went up to CU. Had a great career. Went on into the NFL. Played for the Carolina Panthers. Had a good career in the NFL. Then when he retired, he went back to school. And so all the handlers, they're all post-grad. So
is that right?
That's right. Okay. That's right. All right. And so Sean went back to school at the University of Colorado after his playing days, and he became a Ralphie handler.
No way.
Yes.
That's an awesome story.
It's a great story.
So he was like a,
you know what? I should get him on air. I bet he knows exactly what's going on with Ralphie.
Since Ralphie's going to retirement, and I don't really know where Ralphie's going, I'm wondering, do you think the school would allow me to purchase Ralphie?
Oh, Nick.
What? You are not allowed.
I just want to purchase Ralphie. A buffalo. That's all I said.
What would you do with Ralphie if you were allowed to buy Ralphie?
Well, let Ralphie graze out in the pastures.
You own a pasture?
No, I have a friend who owns a farm down in Georgia.
What kind of farm is it?
What do you mean? It's a farm, D-Mac.
Kind of what happens on that farm. There's good farms and bad farms.
What do you mean? There's no such thing as good farms and bad farms. You raise animals, right? You grow plants and fruits and vegetables. You take them to the market.
What happens to those animals on
that particular farm?
Watch
your mouth. You be careful.
Oh, you load them on a truck and you take them to the butcher. And then
you watch your mouth.
You divvy it up.
Listen, you want to meet Ralphie? I'll take you up to meet Ralphie. Yeah, you speak to Ralphie's face.
You
like
know
that.
How many things that you can do with a 3,000-pound buffalo? I mean, you can make you know knives
Ralphie is to be worshipped. She is not to be turned into glue nor eaten. Ralphie is to be worshipped, and when you meet Ralphie, you will bow at her feet.
Tyler, I worship my food every time. I bless my food before I eat it.
Ralphie is not food.
We are having some reactions to you, Nick, from CU people.
What are they saying?
Chad Brown.
Hold on.
Buy Ralphie? ? Also, they wear sneakers for the run, boots other than the run. So maybe that's why I thought they wear boots. They wear boots just to hang around, then put sneakers on.
We got a guest appearance coming on. Sean Tuss is hopping on.
Oh.
Sean Tuss, Ralphie handler. He'll tell us the real story about Ralphie, how you handle her.
All right, well, here's my question. Aside from Nick wanting to make buffalo burgers.
I'm hungry right now.
Right. The next home game is against Washington, November 23rd. Will there be a new Ralphie for...
No.
Oh, really?
I think that there's actually going to be like a little bit of a send-off. You can go up and meet Ralphie. So, Nick, I invite you to come. I invite you to come meet her, take a picture with her, bow at her feet, and then I dare you to speak negatively about her.
So they won't run another Ralphie on that Washington game?
No, dude, this takes a long time to train these animals.
It does. Okay, that makes sense. Yeah. Would they, I guess this would be a Dave Platty question, but like take Ralphie around for one last, not release so she would run, but that, you know, she would just be trucked around the field somehow, like in a pen or something, like, you know, honored.
Oh, yeah, they do that before the games. She has a little setup that is, you can go meet her, take pictures with her, then she gets in.
Yeah, I've never seen a retirement ceremony for one of the Ralphies.
Yeah, well, we're going to have one this week. So let's head on out to the hotline here where we've got Sean Tufts, former teammate of mine at CU. Sean had a great career, like I mentioned, in the NFL with the Buffaloes, then came back after he's done with football, goes back to school, becomes a Ralphie handler. Sean, how are you, my friend?
I'm great, Tyler. How are you?
I am fantastic. I've got to know, what do you know about Ralphie? Why is she retiring today?
You know, I just got the press release as well. On the whole, I think running for 12 years, you know, that's more than I played football. So I think she's well outkicked her coverage.
Yeah. How do you take us behind the scenes a little bit? How do you prepare for running Ralphie, and how big of a challenge is that?
It's actually, we've got it dialed down to a pretty good science. There's five people on Buffalo and about 10 in the field that all help her get home. People think we do a lot of work with ropes and chains, and that's not the case. Buffalo's vision's on the side, their eyes are on the side of their head, and they want to run to daylight. So a lot of what we do is about positioning people in her field of vision to get her to turn. So if you want to turn left, you drop the person on the left back a little bit. And that's a lot of the control, actually, more so than the rope.
So how long would it take to get a new Ralphie ready?
You know what? I inherited, so Ralphie 5 is, her name's Blackout, or her colloquial name anyway. I inherited her when she was about 2 years old. Everyone's seen the video of her slipping her harness at the spring game, and that's when you train them, really, is in the spring. And then come fall, it'll be her first season. Come next year, you know, I don't know what their plans are, how they're going to do that, but typically you'll have a 1 to 2 year old Buffalo running kind of that start of that fall. So she'll be about 800, 900 pounds by that point, and then work up to her adult weight. You know, females are about 1,500 pounds.
Why did you want to do this after you played in the NFL?
Why not? Are you kidding? Get a rope and you're running the Buffalo? It was an incredible experience.
All right, but it's an incredible experience watching it from the stands, too. I mean, you took it from another to another level. There must be a reason.
We should get you a rope. You can find out yourself.
Oh, I would love to see this.
No, I have no interest in doing that.
No, we should. Yeah.
No, I don't care.
Sean, I have a more important question. As a handler of Ralphie, right? There's a lot of intricacies that you know that no other person knows, right? So what would you say as a handler are the most tender parts of a buffalo?
Oh, you are unbelievable.
Whoa, Nick.
What?
Simmer down.
You keep going to eating the buffalo.
Simmer down.
I'm asking a logical question. He was a handler. He probably knows this.
Can we find tender real quick? the interesting part about having a, you know, for lack of a better word, domesticated, right? We pull a buffalo out of, you know, it's a different ranch every time. Blackout came from Ted Turner's ranch up or down in New Mexico. I'm not privy to what they're doing on the new procurement guide. She was really, really friendly, and she liked to play with you. So you'd go clean up her pen or something, and she'd be chasing you around the yard trying to, you know, lick your boots or smell your shirt, and she didn't quite know her own strength. So
what was her top speed?
What's that?
What was her top speed?
Her top speed?
Yeah.
You know, I don't know. I ran a 4.5 40 at the combine. I was probably running about 4.6, 4.7 when I was playing ball or when I was running Ralphie, and I could not keep up. I was in charge of the anchor because I was heavy, so they would throw me off the back end with a rope, and I would run heels down in a very cartilage reducing manner, trying to slow her down, and I couldn't keep up with her. So she's running easily a 4.3 or better.
Well, Sean, again, that's Sean Tufts. You are one of the most fascinating human beings I've ever met in my life. And I mean that, like, sincerely. I can't believe what you did coming back to run with Ralphie. It's a great story. I appreciate you hopping on air. I will see you at the Washington game, pun intended. And we will give Ralphie a proper send-off. And you're going to have to keep us updated on Ralphie the 6th.
Bring D-Mac. We'll give him a job. He can run Chip out.
No, you know who I'm bringing.
I can run Chip out. That's more my style.
I'm bringing Nick out, who's been talking about eating Ralphie
Nick
the entire
wants to
time.
Eat Ralphie.
And we're going to put Nick and Ralphie
in. Wait a minute. You're putting the Buffalo happens. Out to pasture retirement.
All right, hold on.
It will. You guys ready?
Sean.
All right, guys, A to B. Just like every other run, she's going to be fast. Let's start the season off right, all right?
What is this?
5, 3. 1, 2, 3.
Oh, okay. Sean, would you eat a buffalo burger?
I do consistently. My office is like a block from Ted's Montana Grill.
Thank you.
You wouldn't eat Ralphie, though. You worship Ralphie.
He wouldn't know. He wouldn't know the difference.
Yes, he would.
No, man, you wouldn't eat Ralphie. You wouldn't eat your pet. That's terrible.
All right, Sean, we got to go. Thank you, Sean. We appreciate
Thanks,
it.
Dude.
So he said himself, he eats buffalo.
Yeah, and
so I'm
do you
not
eat buffalo?
I do eat buffalo.
Exactly.
And I know Chad Brown loves eating buffalo, but a man, Big Al, refuses to eat buffalo because of Ralphie, which I think is awesome. I think it's cool.
Just let me buy Ralphie, and I'll handle the whole thing.
We'll come back, fair to say. We'll get off of eating Ralphie, and we congratulate Ralphie on a wonderful career. That's next.
Does your company make safety a top priority? Alliance Safety, Colorado's premier supplier of safety equipment, is here to help make it one. As an authorized distributor of 3M safety products and home to all pro gear, Alliance has a vast inventory of personal protective equipment designed to keep your workers safe, including fall protection, safety glasses, protective gloves, and gas detection solutions. Visit AllianceSafetyInc.net. Call 303-388-8766 or stop by the Alliance Safety Warehouse off I-70 and Tower today to lock up all your safety needs.
Sports Radio 104.3 The Fan presents The Drive. Here's Tyler, Nick, and D-Mac.
All right, let's get Fred rolling. It's time to play Fair to Say. What do you got, Fred? Or is that me? Is that me? All right, Fred, here you go.
Is it fair to say Sunday's outcome will decide whether Drew Locke sees the field this season?
That's a good question, Fred. Yes. Because,
The next two games.
Yeah, because if a miracle happens, well, not a miracle, if the Broncos beat Minnesota and overcome the 10.5-point dog that they are, Drew Lock could still make it to the field. Brandon Allen could get hurt, or if it's a disaster in Buffalo. So, no, but if they do win, it's going to be harder. And I'll say this, if they do win, the likelihood of Drew Lock only playing in the final two games, I think, goes through the roof.
It would be an incredible story that you would have to acknowledge if Brandon Allen comes out and wins his first two games. So I think it can impact it. I don't think it will decide it. If Brandon Allen goes out and wins two straight road games, yeah, it's probably a done deal. You're not seeing Drew Lock this year. But this year, this week, it's just going to be a small piece of the puzzle.
This week's outcome doesn't really change the whole projection of Drew Lock in the grand scheme of things. He's currently not ready, and by all accounts, whether you listen to John Elway or you listen to Coach Fangio, right now it is, hey, let's celebrate Drew Lock actually practicing, stretching, putting on a jersey, and we will deal with everything else down the road because his projected playing time starts against the Chargers.
Fred.
Is it fair to say Minnesota's offense is exactly what the Broncos want theirs to look like?
Absolutely.
Yeah,
it's exactly what they wanted to look like. That's why they figured, okay, well, whoever was the brainchild that said, well, let's go out and draft Noah Fant. They want to be able to use the tight end like Kyle Rudolph, like they throw to him in the end zone. They want a running back like Dalvin Cook. They want an offensive line like the Minnesota Vikings have. We don't have that just yet because this offense is based on running the ball.
Well, for the most part, that's a true statement, but there's nuances to the Gary Kubiak offense versus the Kyle Shanahan offense that are very, very different, particularly in the running game. And if you watch the Vikings, it's all built off cutback running. The backside of the offensive line is maybe more important than the front side if you're playing for Gary Kubiak. You play for Kyle Shanahan or Rich Scangarello, they're trying to reach everything. They're trying to get to the play side. So running game, it's technicalities, smally different.
All right, next, Fred.
Is it fair to say the Vikings are the best team the Broncos have faced all season?
No, Kansas City. Nick?
No, I would have to agree. It would definitely be Kansas City. But we're still talking about a team that can run the ball well, and they've shown that they could do it against other teams that play great defense. But we'll see on Sunday.
I don't know, man. I think this is the best team we've played.
Really?
Kansas City, dude, they've dropped some games now, and they've got deficiencies on defense that the Vikings do not have.
All right, well, there's a reason the Broncos are a 10.5-point dog, and we'll dig deeper into the game starting tomorrow. Coming up next, Drew Lock's on the field for the first time live. The top six is next.
Does your company make safety a top priority? Alliance Safety, Colorado's premier supplier of safety equipment, is here to help make it one. As an authorized distributor of 3M safety products and home to all pro gear, Alliance has a vast inventory of personal protective equipment designed to keep your workers safe, including fall protection, safety glasses, protective gloves, and gas detection solutions. Visit AllianceSafetyInc.net. Call 303-388-8766 or stop by the Alliance Safety Warehouse off I-70 and Tower today to lock up all your safety needs.